We are wrapping up our first full 7 days of Jesus Revealed in Purpose, which is our season two. And today we'll be focusing on tempted but focused. And we'll be focusing our scripture on Matthew 4, which is, I guess, for reference from verses 1 all the way through to 11. But we will just look at particular scripture in verse 1, and then we'll take it from there. And for us to be guided with that, I'm joined by Elder Candace Govender.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's welcome. Great to be here. Welcome. It's good to see you again.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. You very much. So as we always do then, I'd like to read just that bit of scripture for us. So it's Matthew 4. I'll probably just be reading just verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Elder Candace, as we reflect on this passage, because it is a very intense one, Jesus being led to temptation, what's your, maybe the first bits of reflection that you have on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, firstly, as being human, I'm like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the natural instinct is to run, right? Run in the other direction.
Yep.
Or maybe warn Jesus, don't go there, you know? That would be my thinking. But it's not the case here, because we know that, you know, there was a specific purpose around it. But I went to just look back on, you know, we realize where the scripture is taking place and the setting it's taking place in. And at this point, Jesus had just gotten baptized.
Yeah.
And just been filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. So he's at this, like, all-time high.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we'd say today that he's on the mountaintop, right?
Yeah.
And he's dancing up
that's
there.
Right.
But here he is, like, you need to go to the wilderness, you know, and to get tempted.
Yeah.
Not just go there, just go get tempted. So I think it must have been a lot to take in. And I think just that setting puts us in the picture of, you know, where Jesus is at. Mm. And I think that just being led into the wilderness to be tempted, it was an intense temptation, right? This is not just an everyday kind of, you know, just pray it off kind of thing. This is some serious stuff. And we know that at this point, he's there for 40 days. He's been fasting. His body is weak. He's hungry. Mm-hmm. I know that does bring a sort of human element to it, to show us that, you know what, he was just like us. It's not like he can just do this, you know. There is this human element to it. But he was just, in that moment, I think, made so relatable to human beings. And from this example, we see how he remained focused and he realized that purpose needed to be fulfilled and he needed to carry this out.
Yeah,
like he did with so many other things for us, right? That he knew that he had to do some things for us to kind of clear the way. But in this, in showing us an example of what it was to persevere and really just stand up to this temptation and how to do it. It was a really great example of the how we should go about doing that. And it really teaches us that when we have temptation in our lives, you know, don't go back to the word. Look at how it is done, and how Jesus it was repeated, right? It wasn't just one. And I found it strange that Satan was here offering him the world when he had it already, right?
Yeah.
It was all just his. But the things that he looked at to tempt Jesus, I think was really just so interesting. But I think the one thing I realized as well is that we don't only have to face temptation, but there's also other things. We're reading Galatians 5 you know, our flesh is our flesh and spirit are at war with it constantly, and I think in fasting we understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there's this constant battle that we are facing and challenges that we are facing.
That's right.
Whether it's external or it's internal, right? Our bodies as well, that we constantly have to overcome and face. So Jesus really was tempted. He was able to help us identify with him, and make him more relatable. He understands us. This is the other thing that he really just understands where we are at when we're in this period of fasting. And he just helps us through this. I think every step of the way that he's just there for us.
Yeah. That's actually a very good starting point. And I think there was something that you said around how Jesus responded to the temptation and the tools that he used for that. And you had mentioned scripture.
That's right.
Do you mind just walking us through that and how Jesus applied that in his war against the temptation?
Sure. Yeah. He repeatedly said, it is written, it is written. And we know that there is no greater power than what has been written.
Yeah.
And that is the word that we stand on and the foundation that we stand on.
Amen.
So it's so important that we understand the scripture, we understand how to use it, but more importantly, that we use it, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're like, oh, Jesus, please help me, you know, help me through this. But we know that there are promises in his word that we can stand on time and time again in every situation that we are in. And this is no different situation, that we're able to stand on that. I think it's so important that we use the scripture as a weapon.
Yeah.
And I have a mom that's an intercessor, and she has taught me very well to keep using scripture as
that's
a weapon,
right. Yeah.
Because it's not just there for us to read and be happy about, you know, and know, but it's our power that we have to fight against the enemy and to fight against situations in our lives. And also to develop discipline and spiritual discipline in prayer, in meditation, in just spending time with God, because I think that's what builds us. So I think those are the tools that we can use.
Yeah. And Elder Candace, if you can maybe just as a next step, and even if you can use your own daily practice, because I think a lot of people will say, because we have been saying, apply the Word of God, pray, fast. But I think sometimes there's, what does that look like? Because obviously every person is different. So if you can use your life as well, just as a reference point in how this practically looks like for everyone at home. Yeah.
I think a confession, I'm very inconsistent.
Yeah.
So I'm not the type of person that's going to be every morning, this is my practice and this is what I'm going to do. I think every day is different.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be able to start the day off with, you know, with just being in the Word and spending that time with God. As soon as my eyes are open most days. But I think some days it doesn't work out, right?
Some
days you wake up late.
True.
There's this stuff that happens. I find that in the day, whenever you have a thought, whenever you have the urge to then spend time with God, I think anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's so convenient now that we have everything on our phones. We have the ability to connect with God wherever we are. Mm-hmm. We also have the ability to be very distracted by all of those things. So I really think that it's a choice. Whatever the pattern is that works for you or for your individual situation, I think it's just so important that you understand and recognize what it is that works for you. And for me, it's the walks I have in between meetings, or you know, the few dead moments that there are between calls, you know, if you're working at home, that, you know, just reach out to God in those times and just look, you can keep meditating on scripture. And I think that really works for me is when I can and how I can, but it's also a choice to keep at it, because you can so easily be distracted in the day and not do that.
And sure, that's actually very good, because I also do come under some inconsistency issues in my mornings, but you're absolutely right around still developing that habit nevertheless. I think to maybe reflect back on Jesus and using scripture to stay focused, I think that's a very, very powerful thing, and how maybe it's a reflection on how then we can use scripture to ground us on our focus and our purpose in God, right?
And I think something very basic that, you know, we learned in Sunday school is to memorize scripture.
Yeah.
It is so important. And it's a difficult thing for me. I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. I really struggle with the memorizing of scripture. But it is so important to go back to those basics, to keep memorizing and repeating and just almost getting your mind into a practice and into a pattern, you know. And I think eventually it does develop in you, but it does take a while.
It does. I agree with that. Elder Candace, I think we've come to the end, but I think as a reflection point, and one of the things maybe that if there's anything that you would like to, for everyone that's listening or watching to walk away with, when it comes to our application and use of scripture in context of how Jesus used it, is there anything that you'd like to maybe part us with?
Yeah, I think stay focused. I think that sometimes our emotions get the better of us.
True.
And that happens very often when we're in difficult situations, that if we are able to take the scripture, apply what it says, and we don't have to be any, you know, any genius to figure it out. It's in plain language and it's in plain English, that we are able to then interpret what that means for us and apply it to our lives in those situations. I think that we can't go wrong. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, Elder Candace, thank you so much for those reflection points. And as the Word of God says, I think it's Psalms 119, where David says, the psalmist writes, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you." So this is a practical example of how this can be done. So Jesus is that reference point in how we stay focused on purpose, stay focused in the purpose that he has given us so that we can walk that journey that he has prepared for us a long time ago. So I pray this was a blessing. This was a blessing definitely to me. And wherever you're listening, please don't forget to like and subscribe our pages, whether Spotify, Apple, YouTube, everywhere. Even follow us on Facebook. You'll find us there and any other social media page. But God bless you and see you then in the next episode.